Hello, everybody. Here at the Lightning Talks at Fostum here in Brussels. I want to introduce to you Cyril Savon, and he's talking about an SSH proxy, how to load balance SSH. Give him a warm welcome and enjoy the talk.
Thank you for coming. So first, a bit preamble. I'm working at CEA in France. It's a national research institute. We are about 20,000. We work on fundamental research to industry. We work on medicine, on energy, on defense. All these subjects need a lot of compute power, so we have many supercomputers. And our need was to enable all the users to access these computers. The problem is we have many nodes, login nodes, on each supercomputer. Those nodes are on a private network. The users are on a public network. So we have to have a gateway in between. People need to be able to connect with SSH. I guess many of you know what is SSH. It's a remote control, a command line connection, and of course secure. So we had a solution in 2014 by Arnaud Guignard. He made SSH proxy, the first version of it. It's written in Go. There is only one configuration file in YAML. It can handle a lot of connections. Currently, we have 1,000 users simultaneously connected with 100,000 daily connections, and we are ready for 100 gigabits per second throughput. I will just explain you what we are doing at CEA. I will show you a typical platform, and we will detail the configuration file step by step. On this slide, you can see the final platform. So we just start with the external network, the internal network. The gateway is in between. The user wants to connect on the internal network. He does, for example, SSH IMEI, okay. He lands on the gateway, which runs OpenSSH. And in OpenSSH, we have just one line in the configuration file, the force command one, who says, just launch SSH proxy. Okay, SSH proxy then will choose a destination node for the user and will connect him by launching an SSH client. So it's, in fact, it's really easy. SSH proxy takes the in from one side and plugs it in on the out of the other side, and on the same out on in. For such a simple platform, we have this simple file, just two lines. We define the name of the service. It's not even necessary, but it's always good to have a name. And you set an array of destinations. Here we have one destination, easy. Okay, now we have two destinations. Not really complicated. We can choose how the destination is chosen with route select. Here, by default, it's random. And right now, if the user connects a second time, the second connection will also be chosen randomly. So he may land on blue or on red. It's totally random. It's not perfect. So we add something for it to be stateful. We use etcd, which is a distributed database. It's just three lines on the configuration file. Now we have a stateful proxy. So if the user connects a second time, then he will always land on the same login node with the default configuration. We will see later. Okay, so as the etcd is distributed, you can put as many gateways as you want. If you need some redundancy, some more throughput, if you want more, you can add more. And finally, if you have more platforms, you just have to add some overrides